The Ministry of Commerce of the People's Republic of China, MOFCOM, has issued announcement 2025 number 68, imposing stringent conditions on the export of three critical minor minerals, tungsten, antimony, and silver, or antimony, for the period 2026 and 27. The move reflects China's intensifying resource security agenda and tighter export controls over strategic materials.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning. I'm Vince Lancey. It's Monday, 7:53, and this is the Goldfix Market Rundown. There's the home page. We'll be talking about two stories. Top right-hand side, breaking China tightens its grip on silver. And in the center, our interpretation of the tariff truce, calling it the boomerang effect. Starting with the markets, 10-year yields are up 1. The dollar is up 13. The S&P 500 is up 23. NASDAQ is up 88. The VIX is slightly offered. Gold is up 7 and change after having a volatile but rangy night. Silver's up 11 cents at 48.76. Copper is offered unchanged. WTI is up a couple cents. Natural gas is up 11. It's starting to really run now once it got above $3. I know that there's more U.S. natural gas going to LNG terminals. So the export of natural gas to Europe is, or somewhere else, is why this is likely happening. Supply is becoming pulled overseas. Bitcoin down 2,700 at 107 and change. Ethereum 3714 down almost 200. Palladium up 17. Platinum up 29. Gold, silver steady at 82. And grains are all bid, with wheat leading the charge. Okay. Over the weekend, we put out a couple stories, and we'll get to those in a second. But this came out on the 26th, but we weren't made aware of it until late yesterday. But Eric Young and Bai Zhaojun and the rest of the precious metals community relayed the information. So what we did was we took that story, translated it to English, broke it down, and gave you an interpretation of it so you can process it and move forward. What is the story? The Ministry of Commerce of the People's Republic of China, MOFCOM, has issued announcement 2025 number 68, imposing stringent conditions on the export of three critical minor minerals, tungsten, antimony, and silver, or antimony, who knows, for the period 2026 and 27. The move reflects China's intensifying resource security agenda and tighter export controls over strategic materials. We would note that this, in combination with other stories, like China making a move to centralize demand and supply within its borders, away from independence and towards the SGEI, is all consistent with their intention to ring fence and protect their franchises in precious and rare earth materials. And we would also note pointedly that it happened after the trade negotiation with Donald Trump, between Trump and Xi. And so the answer is the divorce continues, and we start to close it down. That's the news item with a little bit of interpretation. You can read more of that in the Premium Post, China Tightens Its Grip on Silver. On Sunday, we did our HeartNet breakdown, but we were more interested in the effects of Rule 232, or Executive Order 232. And so, without knowing the story we just showed you, we opine that tariffs will backfire using Rule 232 as an example. So let's read a little bit of that. Silver and the 232 boomerang effect. Silver prices are rising on what we're calling the boomerang effect of tariffs. Under Executive Order 232, the U.S. may add silver, platinum, and palladium to its critical minerals list, but hasn't decided on tariffs yet. Markets see that hesitation as weakness. If America admits it needs imported silver, exporters will raise prices or restrict supply. We wrote this before we read that, I promise you. Whether or not Washington actually imposes tariffs, other nations effectively will by tightening exports. So silver climbs, not because of a formal tariff, but because the threat alone triggers self-protective moves abroad. In short, silver scarcity is becoming policy-driven now. We're hoarding it. Now, there's also in that, we do a breakdown of two UBS reports. There's a lot in that post on platinum and palladium. And we also reference 232 because UBS indirectly refers to it. They say, we're not, listen to this statement. I'm paraphrasing. We're not fundamentally bullish on palladium, but we're raising our target anyway because the U.S. is buying it. That's hoarding. That's silver. That's palladium. That's platinum. That's critical minerals, conflict minerals, metals war. It's all happening. And that continues in the premium post. And that's, if you're interested in this at all, that is a must read. There's a podcast that explains it, that goes through it, as well as ample writing. Silver and the 232 boomerang effect. We want to tell you a story at the end, if you're still with us, on why this is true, aside from the common sense economics of it. We have an experience, a personal experience with this in oil in the 90s, and we'll tell you why we concluded, how we came to the conclusion that the price of silver has to go up whether we put tariffs on it or not. So, but for now, let's move on. These are the stories we put out over the weekend. The second one, gold settles down, Deutsche Bank and Bloomberg see a turning point. Both of these analysts from different perspectives see gold as bottoming somewhere between here and 3,800. I'm not saying that I swear by them, but the reasoning by Deutsche Bank is very good. The observations by Bloomberg are spot on. And we go into that in a little more detail in the founders' bottom or not in gold. If you feel like you're getting a little bit too many posts in the email, well, that's because things are happening fast now. You can turn off your email alerts if you like, or find a separate folder. But it's going to keep coming as long as there's something to talk about. If there's nothing to talk about, we won't send anything. And there's a shit ton of other posts there. We promised UBS upgrading platinum palladium. We just said that. We said that yesterday. Deutsche Bank thinks gold bottom AB, and we sent that Saturday. Hartnett Weekly Walkthrough, we sent that yesterday. And all that remains from what we have in our folder is the WGC Annual Trend Report, which is actually pretty important. We alluded to that as well. And we have other things as well. Now, the jobs data we won't get, jobs report data we won't get because of the government shutdown. PMIs, U.S. trade deficit, ADP employment. ADP employment on Wednesday will probably be very important because we don't have an official jobs unemployment number on Friday. Whether ADP is accurate or not remains to be seen. And, of course, we're going to be filling all this space with a bunch of Fed speakers. Before we go to the I'll pull the chart up so you can take a look at it while I'm talking. All right, so there's the gold market. There's Polly. Close her down for a second. In the 90s, the United States was on a binge to get rid of, a mission, I should say, to get rid of dependence on foreign oil. And oil was trading like $18 at the time, and I was trading in the ring during this time. And a very, very, very weird option structure came in, and it kept coming in over and over and over again. And that told us as a company, Cooper Neff, something was up. We didn't know what, but something was up. It turns out that a couple days after these structures were done, a senator from Texas with oil at $18 roughly said, we're going to reduce dependency on foreign oil. We're going to tariff it $5. We're going to put $5 tariff on oil, which was the most idiotic thing you could ever say when you're dependent on foreign oil. Think about tariffs on silver. And so what happens? The Saudis said implicitly, probably explicitly to some people, well, if you're going to add a $5 tariff on silver, I mean, on a Freudian, on oil, then I guess we'll just stop pumping it until it's $5 higher. And that's what happened. In a matter of days, oil went from $18 to $23, and that senator was never heard from again. To threaten tariffs on an item that you need only signals weakness to the people that provide those items that you need. And in this sense, threatening tariffs on natural resources that we need to one extent or another is just a signal for the other side to raise prices. Tariffs work if you have either the natural resources or the industrial base. You either get the natural resources and make something, you tariff one or the other, because it's all part of supply chain. But when you have neither the silver being produced nor the refinery mechanisms to make finished product, well, you're screwed on tariffs when it comes to that. You could see that manifesting in copper. We have plenty of raw copper, but we don't have copper finished goods. So what do? Well, we tariff imports of raw copper, and we tariff imports of finished copper because we want to build our manufacturing base. But we don't have any manufacturing base yet. And so copper cathodes, which are needed for EVs, get carved out. Right now, if I was in Mexico and Peru and Bolivia, I would just be salivating. China just sent the signal to everyone in the world, raise the price of silver. And that's what's going to happen. $150 within 5 years. Maybe you need to have it happen in 2 years or 2 months. I'm just telling you where it's going to be in 5 years. I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Well, thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey. We sure appreciate you tuning in and starting your day with us here. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Please note that this video is not intended as legal licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions, and thanks for watching.